Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. In April 2013, we published a new Cochrane review of nebulizers for drug delivery in cystic fibrosis. The review turned out to be much larger than expected, and Tracy Daniels from York Teaching Hospital in the UK tells us what happened and what they found.
I knew that carrying out a Cochrane review would be a challenge, but I hadn't expected the challenge to be such that we would need to include and make sense of 20 papers. That is where I ended up, with a large review covering the delivery of four named medications and a small group of other medications liquids through five different types of nebulizer system. Perhaps I should have expected the title of Nebulizer Systems for Drug Delivery in Cystic Fibrosis to lead to a complex review. Nebulized medications are a big component of treatment for people with cystic fibrosis, taking more time each day than any of the other treatments. Many recent drug developments come in nebulized form, and nebulizer technology is developing quickly and becoming more complex. Nebulizers are generating aerosols in new ways and with more accuracy. They are also becoming intelligent, able to deliver during specific parts of inspiration, pausing and switching off independently, and recording data about use in more detail than has ever been possible. So why take on this topic? As a physiotherapist, I'm often the person sitting with people with CF when they start using nebulizers or when their treatment is intensified. I see their frustration with a treatment that they often see as one of the most visible and cumbersome, and I'm probably the first to see that they're struggling. My links with other CF teams also mean that I hear about the variation in practice around nebulizers and the confusion about which medication is reasonable to put through which device. Existing guidance is either old, the European Respiratory Society Guidelines 2001, and doesn't cover new medications and technology, or they are incomplete, the ECFS Consensus Document 2009, which doesn't cover the newer technologies in any detail. Developments in medication and devices make it even more important that clinicians understand the impact of using different systems with different medication. That's where our review comes in, and the simple messages for clinicians are that they should be aware that nebulizer systems vary in how they perform with different medications. They need to look carefully at available dosing data for medications that they might prescribe through the nebulizer system they provide. The most striking result for people with CF is the advantages of the newer technologies in treatment time, patient preference, and adherence, and in some cases, deposition. This takes me back to the point that nebulizers are a big part of the life of people with cystic fibrosis, taking more time than any other treatment. The review strongly shows the increased speed with which adaptive aerosol and vibrating mesh devices can deliver treatment, while maintaining or improving the amount of medication delivered to the lung. I believe that the high burden of taking nebulized medications means that technologies that speed up the process should be considered whenever possible. I hope that people reading the review will feel a bit more comfortable about the benefits that different systems can give, and that they will also check what happens when a specific medication is put through a specific system. This is particularly important because of the common off-label use of nebulized medications, where they are given through a nebulizer system not specified on the medication license. After all, most clinicians will be loath to advise giving insulin through an alternative syringe to that recommended, or to encourage patients to open medication capsules and take the powder from a teaspoon. We need to exercise similar caution about giving medication through an alternative type of nebulizer to that specified in the license. We should understand that changing the nebulizer system alters delivery, and we should make sure that sufficient data exists for the medication we want to give through the device we want to use.
To read about all the studies, medications and nebulizers in Tracy's review, you can find it by clicking onto thecochranelibrary.com.